I would like you to begin by finding a quiet place, a place you feel comfortable and that feels safe to you. You can do this visualization by standing or sitting in a comfortable position. You can close your eyes if that feels good, or simply keep your eyes open, soft, and angled towards the ground. And now become aware of your breathing and start noticing how your stomach rises and falls with each of your breath. Now start taking a long, slow, deep breath going through the nose all the way down into your stomach. Hold your breath for a few seconds, then exhale through your mouth, gently blowing out like you are putting out a candle. Now focus on your breath again and take another slow, deep breath through the nose, all the way. And release your breath through the mouth. Try to empty out your lungs. Take another deep breath in through the nose. Hold it, then release your breath again through the mouth. Now, I'm going to invite you to imagine and visualize, deep within your chest, a brilliant point of light. See the light expand into your whole body. Feel the energy flow through your entire body, down into your legs, out into your arms, filling your head. Imagine now that the light is expanding out past the boundaries of your body, outside of your physical form, expanding out about an arm's length in front of you, an arm's length behind you, an arm's length on either side of you, as high as you can reach above your head, and down beneath your feet. See and feel this light now, lovingly, protectingly, comfortably surrounding you, like a large egg-shaped bubble of light. Imagine this light as a protective shield that stops you from getting hurt by other people's actions or words. Visualize this sparkling protective shield of light all around you. This cocoon of light does not interfere with the expression of love as you love others, or the experience of love as others love you. Place all the frustrating and confusing thoughts and people outside this shield. Become aware of yourself as a person who can choose who and what to keep close to your heart, who and what to occupy your mind. Place the people who you feel safe and comfortable with inside your circle. Trusted family members, friends, pets. Place inside your circle thoughts that make you feel safe, that confirm that you are loved, that you are talented, that you are adventurous, or various other qualities you would like to develop or feel that you have. Place doubts and negativity outside the circle. You are not running away. You are just giving yourself enough space to deal with it, if necessary, in your own time and from a position of confidence and well-being. You are entitled to a positive, encouraging space for yourself, within yourself. Call to mind positive experiences you have had and place them inside your circle. It could be a friend's smile, playing with a child, a job well done, a positive connection you initiated, anything positive. Place disturbing memories outside the circle. You are not denying their existence, but holding on to your safe space that enables you to deal with the disturbances in an objective and empowering manner. You are a survivor and a fighter for a positive outlook, a positive future. If you wish, you can also invite into your special space a caring creator who only wishes you love and goodness. You know who and what makes you feel safe and protected. You choose what and whom to keep close. Anytime you feel threatened or triggered, in your mind, visualize the circle surrounding you and place all disturbances outside. You can still be kind to everyone, but you decide who you feel safe enough to allow inside your space, close to your heart. Enjoy your inner circle of freedom and trust.